Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
And be sure to tell them the Small Business Advocate sent you.
Here's Barbara Lewis, ladies and gentlemen.
Hello, stranger.
Welcome back, 17 till the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Please check those out. Use them to your advantage. We got a lot of stuff there that will help you in your small business, including the body of work that Pierce and Jane Howard have deposited with us over the last 17 years plus. And so much evergreen stuff. There's so much that they've helped us with that are still valid today, especially the personality profile stuff. So go over there and look for their name in the Brain Trust list and check out all the stuff that they've helped us with. Pierce, Jane Howard are the founders and managing directors at the Center for Applied Cognitive Studies. Syntax.com is the website. And the books are Personality, The Owner's Manual for Personality at Work, and a number of other books off of that as well as Pierce's landmark book, The Owner's Manual for the Brain. Thanks again, guys, for being here. We've hired, I don't know, a dozen or more millennials in the last 10 or 12 years. And it's been very interesting to have that experience, Jane. You guys are talking to people about hiring in that age too, aren't you, in your work?
That's a big topic, especially as we do our work directly with clients. And people think that millennials are a totally different breed in terms of personality. And we've got the research to prove, no, they have the same personality traits. What you may be seeing in the workplace is a different way of implementing those personality traits than a 40 or 50 or 60-year-old might be demonstrating.
Mm-hmm. Well, I don't know about the personality. I'm not going to argue with the two pros on personality, but in terms of the way they behave, they're more different than baby boomers were of the GI generation. And I think it's more environmental than anything else. What do you guys think? What do you think, Pierce?
I'm going on 76, and I've seen a lot of 20-year-olds. And my impression is that the behavior that you're describing is normally distributed among the population. And a particular person, yourself or me or whatever, we may or may not get our fair share across the spectrum. For example, some people are more disciplined than others. And if you think lack of discipline is a millennial trait, then you simply have taken on somebody from an end of that continuum that's not suited for the work that you want to do. That's not a generational characteristic. Discipline versus lack of discipline has been around since the Garden of Eden. So that's my first response.
Mm-hmm.
The second response is, yes, there are environmental things that can feed into those traits. For example, the popularity of earbuds today. And I'm getting ready to write a blog on that subject.
Mm-hmm.
Earbuds are a millennial characteristic. On the other hand, 50 years ago, it was a characteristic of young people
to listen to radios. We had a transistor radio we didn't have twin earbuds, we just had one earbud.
Yeah, that's a good way to put it.
I remember it.
there was an excellent book written by Robert Pirsig that I'm sure you remember called Zen and the Art of Motorcycle Maintenance. and this guy rides across the country with his son or his nephew or whatever it is on a motorcycle. And there's a scene in there in which the motorcycle needs repair, and he takes it to a repair shop. And the guy in the repair shop has a radio that's blaring while he's trying to do the repair. And the fellow muses to himself, I don't trust this guy. He's trying to repair my motorcycle while listening to the radio, and he's going to get distracted, and he's going to miss something, and I'm going to have an accident. And so he leaves and finds another repair shop. And, in fact, he checked his motorcycle out, as I recall, and found a loose screw. But, the point is that susceptibility to distraction has been around since the Garden of Eden. And earbuds are just the latest version of that.
But, Jane, what about the difference between an 18-year-old and a 30-year-old? There are differences. It's been fun for me to have a 30-year-old millennial working for me for several years and hire a 24-year-old millennial, and they actually have issues with each other.
Yeah.
Well, there's a change that happens between 18 and 30. At the Baltimore Longitudinal Study of Aging, they have been tracking this for some 60 years. And what they have found is that beginning at around age 18, there's a slow process in which young people tend to become a little less neurotic, a little less party time, a little less creative, a little more of a team player, and a little more disciplined and ambitious.
Yeah.
And they call this the task of growing up.
Mm-hmm.
And so what that really means is that when you hire an 18-year-old, the likelihood is that they haven't grown up yet and that there are going to be changes. They're going to be less party time in 10 years. They're going to be more disciplined.
It does seem like, though, that this generation, the millennials, are taking longer to grow up than other generations. I do believe that. That's my anecdotal research. Quick break, right back with Pearson Jane.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.